The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Get to Old Navy Saturday only. Women's and girls tanks are on sale for just $2. That's right, just $2. No better tanks, no better price. Just $2. One day only. Saturday only at Old Navy. Valid 6/29. Select styles only. In-store only. Limit 5. Get to Old Navy Saturday only. Women's and girls tanks are on sale for just $2. That's right, just $2. No better tanks, no better price. Just $2. One day only. Saturday only at Old Navy. Valid 6/29. Select styles only. In-store only. Limit 5.
Hey guys, welcome to the WWE Podcast. This is going to be another quick show. I just wanted to update you on some news that I'm seeing across the web. Something that is a couple things that are very intriguing to me. And that would be Bray Wyatt cryptically tweeting that he is now today who he truly is, meaning that it looks like they could be doing a character change for Bray Wyatt. And my God, I hope it's as a babyface. Does WWE need babyfaces or what? Bray Wyatt has been a heel since day one. And I think it makes total sense to bring him in as a fan favorite, engage him with the audience. It's been a while, so absence makes the heart grow fonder. And this is, I think, a very good opportunity for Bray Wyatt to reboot his character, for WWE to reinvent the Bray Wyatt character. This is a chance to repackage and reimagine Bray Wyatt. I don't expect him to come out as, you know, the Funkasaurus and totally ruin his character, okay? We don't need that disaster again. Nobody needs to call Bray Wyatt's mama. This is hopefully an extension or an evolution, if you will, of the Bray Wyatt character, whatever that may be in whatever capacity. It just needs to be an evolution of the Bray Wyatt character, not something completely reimagined. That just would be, I think, a little bit tough to understand and swallow. But again, what do I know? All right, so that is the one thing. And again, I really bring him in as a babyface. The other thing that's circulating around now, very interesting, is The Rock, who was rumored to have major WrestleMania plans this year in the Roman Reigns story. Obviously, it's not going to happen now. Now, this is, of course, the backstage rumors, all of the internet warriors, right? All of us dirt sheets that are circulating around is really what has generated this. But there are some credible sites, credible people I've talked to that are telling me that The Rock was, I guess, at least on paper, scheduled to enter the Royal Rumble as a surprise entrant, win the Royal Rumble, and then face Roman Reigns for the Universal Championship at WrestleMania 35. Now, with Roman Reigns out, for obvious reasons, we have moved on to The Rock versus Brock Lesnar. Now, does this happen? I will say that if it doesn't happen this year, I don't think it happens at all. I said that at WrestleMania 32. If you guys have been listening to me for years, you know that I said that a number of years ago. So does Brock Lesnar and The Rock happen 3 years later? They're 3 years older. And Father Time is not on either man's side. Add to the fact that Brock Lesnar seems to be 1 foot in the door, 1 foot out the door with WWE, and The Rock, who is always seemingly involved in some kind of movie project or side project that allows him to never have a free moment of time. With all of that together, The Rock's impossible schedule, Father Time, and Brock Lesnar kind of in, kind of out of WWE, it's now or never. It is hit it now or don't hit it at all. And I think if you were going to put a gun in my head, I would say that this is probably going to happen. Why? Well, The Rock has been absent for some time from WWE, at least inside of the ring, in the in-ring capacity. It's been a while. You have Brock Lesnar is a Universal Champion. And it's possible that this is for the Universal Championship and The Rock wins the Royal Rumble. But then what do you do with The Rock as Universal Champion? Is he going on a six-month run? What is he doing? Kind of a, I'm here, but I'm really not here as a champion. So he's just going to be Brock Lesnar Part 2, where he's the Universal Champion, but not there every week. And then people start to resent The Rock. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do here if they keep the belt on Brock, if The Rock wins, and if this match even happens. So lots and lots of ifs. But if this match does happen, and I actually believe that it will, it makes sense. This match, if you guys are long-term fans, long-time fans, know that this match has already happened. This match happened back in 2002 at SummerSlam when The Rock lost clean to Brock Lesnar when Brock was a heel and Rock was a face. Same dynamic now in terms of their roles. But you have, obviously, both men 16 years older. It's amazing that that match was 16 years ago, and now we're possibly talking about it happening again. Do I think it would blow the roof off of the MetLife Center or the MetLife Stadium? I don't know. I don't know. I don't think so in terms of match quality. I think that both men will bust their ass, but both men are not in their prime anymore. And the style of WWE has evolved into this much more fast-paced, I guess, working strong style. So I think they could do it based on their star power. I think that it's going to be a struggle to engage the audience, at least from a perspective of what five-star matches are now defined as. However, that aside, playing devil's advocate, is that really the goal? Is that the goal, to have a five-star match? I don't think so. I think the goal for these two individuals, if it happens, would be to slow the match down and tell a hell of a story. It doesn't need to go 500 miles an hour. This could be a 15-minute match, and you could tell a hell of a story. There's a backstory there from SummerSlam 2002 when Brock Lesnar beat The Rock for the Undisputed Championship. And you could pull on that. And the promos, I think, would be good between The Rock and Paul Heyman, because Brock, other than maybe a sit-down interview, we all know was not a strong promo. So he'll probably say a few things. And The Rock, hey, I'm looking forward to it if it happens. I think it would be a hell of a match. And it's, yes, it's two legacy stars. And you can complain that it's the old, the wrestlers, the legacy stars who won't let go, that won't let go of the spotlight, that are sucking up the main event of WrestleMania. Well, first of all, we all believe the main of WrestleMania is going to be Ronda Rousey and Becky Lynch. And I don't know why people believe that adding Charlotte Flair to this would be a good idea. Why? Why does Charlotte need to be in this? Yes, Ronda and Charlotte have unfinished business. That does not mean you need to destroy a main event of WrestleMania, the biggest show of the year, the biggest match of the year, the biggest part of the show of the entire year. And you want to add Charlotte? I'm not disparaging Charlotte from a performer standpoint, from a wrestling perspective. It's just not her time. It's not her story to tell. It is Becky Lynch. It's her year. It is not an equation that more equals better. This is Becky Lynch's year, and one-on-one. Can I say that any clearer? One-on-one. I don't care if they resurrect Mae Young and Moolah from the dead and add them to this match. That doesn't mean it's better. You need to make this one-on-one. That's the story people want. Otherwise, it's a watered-down... It's like Becky Lynch versus Ronda, and oh yeah, there's Charlotte there too. You got to remember Charlotte's there. So it's like Charlotte's getting in the way of a massive main event, which should be one-on-one. Stop with this triple threat crap. Again, this is for a match that hasn't even been announced yet, right? This is a couple months away from it being announced, but I just see WWE in their all-knowing knowledge and all-knowing wisdom, thinking that adding, wouldn't that be amazing? Oh, it'd be no, No, it wouldn't be. But anyway, guys, I got to head out. But I wanted to give that bit of a rumor mill to you and let you chew on that. Give me your opinions. Again, I'm at the WWE Podcast on Twitter. And stay tuned for a long-form podcast coming later this week. Until then, guys, I'll talk to you next time.
Get to Old Navy's Saturday only. Women's and girls' tanks are on sale for just $2. That's right, just $2. No better tanks, no better price. Just $2. One day only. Saturday only at Old Navy. Valid 6/29. Select styles only. In-store only. Limit 5. Get to Old Navy's Saturday only. Women's and girls' tanks are on sale for just $2. That's right, just $2. No better tanks, no better price. Just $2. One day only. Saturday only at Old Navy. Valid 6/29. Select styles only. In-store only. Limit 5.